I like to think of myself as like an independent, empowered, forward-thinking woman. But despite all that and how I feel about myself na ganun ako, I still honestly shy away when talking about sex or sexual intimacy. Which is why I'm so interested and so excited for this conversation with the two of you, because you wrote Better Lovers, Create Lifelong Sexual Intimacy with Your Spouse. Congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you, Bianca.
An unexpected topic, kala ko like about our usual The Feast or Jewels topics. Yes, because sabi lang, may bago silang book about sex. I was like, hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Today on the pod, I am so honored to have with me Brother Bo and Maru Sanchez. Of course, those who are familiar with The Feast, with Jewel's Conference, kilalang kilala sila. Of course, Bo Sanchez is the author of more than 60 best-selling books. He has a daily vlog, Full Tank, he has a podcast. He's an entrepreneur, the founder of The Truly Rich Club, a financial literacy program. And Maru Sanchez has a deep passion for marriage and family. She helps parents homeschool their kids through Catholic Filipino Academy. And also at The Feast, she supports the wives of the leaders in the Life of Jesus family. So in this episode, we talk about their new book, Better Lovers, Create Lifelong Sexual Intimacy with Your Spouse. But even if you're not married, if you are in a relationship, if you're looking for a partner, this episode is going to be super insightful for you. So let's get right to it. I'm so happy that you're both here. Thank you for being on Paano Ba To.
It's an honor and a scary experience. Demi, relax.
Grabe naman yung scary experience.
Ano ba? How do you make it positive?
Alam ko na. Let's see how you feel after the conversation.
Okay.
May I ask, are you the same? Like when you were growing up or even in adult years, parang you shy away from the
Of course,
topic.
That's something that you don't talk openly, even with your friends, diba? It's something that I was able to comfortably do, of course, when I got married and when I had girlfriends, mga same leaders din sila, so we'd get to share about our not of course
the details
but our shared problems or with regard to the sexual areas in the married life.
Kasi it's so weird, no, how every married couple or long-time committed couple knows how big a factor sex is in a relationship. Nadjajahe tayo to talk about it.
Exactly.
Is that why you wrote this book?
Yes, it's 25 years in the making.
Wow.
Actually, he's been wanting to talk about it, but maybe I would have a big role why he has not written anything about it. Siguro nga because of that, yung conservative notion na you don't talk about sex openly, especially into a big spiritual audience. Parang, kasi usually in the feast there, it's a mix. May mga bata, may mga teenagers. So parang nakakahiya naman to talk about something like that. But finally, when we celebrated our 25th last year, parang ano na siya, hindi, kailangan ng pag-usapan. So there. And he then, started, so he's really the main writer of the book. And syempre, dawit lang ako. Because, of course, I'm his partner in crime.
Yeah. This book would not exist without you.
Exactly. That's why my name has to be there.
You wanted to add something.
Yeah, it's like after 25 years, I just felt I had, number one, the credibility. We had the credibility to share, hey, we've been doing this for 25 years, so... kasi madaling sabihin na, let's say after 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, hey, this is about, and people will say, eh, bata pa kayo eh, tsaka honeymoon stage pa lang kayo eh.
That's
pero after 25 years and you have a healthy sexual intimacy as a married couple. Maybe you have one or two things to say and to teach and to share. And also, as 25 years of being married, we've met a lot of couples
yeah.
who are very good, who love each other, or who, you know, are great husbands and wives, except in this area where they struggle
mm-hmm.
because of the lack of communication and the lack of wisdom. And so I said, sige, tulungan natin. So yon.
Galing. And it's actually a very easy read, meaning
yes, yes.
it flows from one chapter to another. And we'll break down a few points in a bit. But I wanted to ask you, so 25 years married, I'm sure you have been asked many times, how do you keep the fire alive? And what I want to ask is not that, but I want to ask, how do you feel about that question? And how do you feel about that metaphor of fire and the action of keeping it alive?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question in the sense that, so many couples don't make it to their fifth year, 10th year, you know, and kayo 25. So what's the secret?
Mm.
You know? And so it is a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I want to believe that there is, you know, when they say, what's the secret? What keeps the fire? It's like there's no secret. It's there. It's we've talked about it. It's kaya lang, it's true. It's confusing sometimes because the world is focused on feelings, and it's in K-drama. It's in all the telenovelas. Mm. It's there. It's like, you know, you have to have kilig. You have to have this
romance.
Yeah, and so which connects to the second question that you're asking. What does fire mean? For many people, it is feelings.
Mm.
And I believe that fire does not mean feelings. It means friendship. It means commitment. It means enjoying each other.
Mm.
So if people ask me, oh, siguro wala na kayong kilig, no? No? Wala na siguro, di ba? And I say, if you define kilig as the teenage feeling, wala na.
Mm.
There's something deeper.
Wala ka na?
Wala na.
Oh,
wala
my.
Na. But there's ayaw something deeper.
Oh,
there's
no. Something... dito pa nagkakasa ng feelings.
Dahil sa iyo, Bianca. There's something more beautiful.
Yeah.
There's something richer. There's something more... You know, there's a word I was looking for. It's... effervescent.
Grabe.
That the... You know, when you think of something alive, feelings come and go.
Yes.
You know, but what we have is something so deep. So if you want to call that fire, but this is the real one.
Mm.
This is not just a spark that comes and goes. This is real.
Yeah. And we don't feel that fire every day, for sure. We're only 10 years. Well, 10 years this December in your 25 years. So how do you see that fire? How has that fire been in 25 years?
I agree that fire is just not feelings. Of course, fire can be feelings. But like fire, diba, it grows little if you don't feed it.
Mm. That's right.
So that's what I think 25 years has... How we've kept the fire is by feeding our fire with the correct things to keep it going.
Mm.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, I love that. Okay, let's go to what's in the book. So you break down like several things that get in the way of being better lovers, safe to say. And I was super curious about one part in the start of the book that I saw. So chapter 7, poor self-esteem.
Mm.
And this stuck out to me because, of course, those who listen, paano ba to? Some are married, some are like deciding to get married, some are thinking, is marriage for me? Some are looking for the one.
Mm.
And this jumped out at me because it's an issue that a lot of young Filipinos deal with.
Mm.
It's not taught in school, it's not talked about at home.
Mm.
Yeah, so what can you say about developing self-esteem?
So think about self-esteem, how it's so pervasive in terms of its impact on your career.
Mm.
Wala kang self-esteem, how can you, you know, perform well? You know, kung wala kang You don't trust yourself. You don't celebrate your gifts. You don't see your worth. It affects your career. It affects not just your marriage, but your friendships, mm-hmm. you know, ordinary friendships and so on. Feeling mo, pinapag-usapan ka. Now imagine how that will impact your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then that part that we're talking about marriage, sexual intimacy, is also important. You need to have confidence in yourself. You need to accept your own body with all its quirks and idiosyncrasies and shape and sizes. And you that sense of, no, God made me. God made me beautiful. So that you're right. It's not taught in school. It's not, you know. I think we should. And I think we should focus, let you know, for parents to be able to zero in on that and say, how can I develop more independence and autonomy in my children so that they start trusting themselves?
Yeah. How did you do that in your own family, raising children who have a healthy sense of self and good self-esteem?
We decided to first homeschool them. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be hands-on with them so that it's for us so that they can express themselves more.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we would be there to you know, catch the small and the big moments, things, yeah. moments. Mm-hmm. So yun. I think that's how we taught them to be more, you know, to accept themselves, to... Yeah. To see what are the giftings, the talents that they have.
Yeah.
So that's where we started. We said, yeah. we'll take charge, we'll take the reins of actually teaching our kids what we think they need to learn.
I asked this because my kids are 8 and 5, yes. like I mentioned to you. And that's sort of where you start building their confidence,
yes.
I believe. And nagugulat ako because a lot of the letters I get on Paano Ba To, more than I'd like, honestly.
Mm.
A lot struggle with not liking themselves.
Yes.
That's so true.
I mean, you mentioned it several
yes.
times in the book in different ways.
Mm.
About like past experiences, trauma healing. But...
Mm.
I know it's a whole different episode, pwede,
yeah.
diba? A
yes,
solo
yes.
topic. But yeah, parang I feel like building self-esteem, yes, if they focus on their gifts, their talents, they'll build confidence. Pero the other part of that is yun nga, like the not great side of you and not liking yourself. Like how do you
yeah.
even address that?
Yeah.
Me, I think pagdadaanan mo talaga yun eh. Kami, we're surprised with the kids then when we hear them, talaga, you don't like this about yourself. Parang, but what's great is that you're able, because we've always told them na, no secrets, yung ganun, you can share with us anything. Of course, when you say that doesn't automatically mean
they will
do it,
yeah.
diba? But more or less, they will. And if they trust you enough, you can catch it, diba?
Mm.
So, yeah. so yun, diba?
And just letting them know that you do accept them and you care for them and that you love them. And that I always teach parents to praise their children, but focus not so much on results, but on effort.
Mm.
And when you praise kids based on results, what happens is that they identify
yeah.
themselves with that good grade or with that performance. Well, what if that doesn't happen
mm-hmm.
in the next time they play that sport or they do that test or whatever? Instead, what you focus is, hey, I love the way you're struggling hard in studying and, you know, that's amazing. I really like that about you. You know, and focus on the so that then there's more self-worth, more self-esteem happening.
Yeah. Sadly, not a lot of kids have that kind of support system, especially
yes.
nagugulat talaga ako when I hear it na sometimes it's within the family that they feel low.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So how can, I guess, let's say a teen or a 20-something or a 30-something listening to this who doesn't have that support system, how do they start liking themselves more? If that's the correct question.
That's right. We wrote a few things in the book that will apply, like that specific chapter that you mentioned. And bottom line, it's about reparenting. Mm. So if you were not parented in the right way, like your parents looked down on you, picked on you, abused you emotionally, because some parents are so wounded, they don't know what they're doing. And so I've talked to, hundreds over the past 40 years of ministry. And so when these adults come to me, they don't like themselves. And it comes from wounds from their parents. So I tell them, you have to reparent yourself. So that means having a healthy relationship with God and seeing that God loves you, accepts you, cares for you, and thinks absolutely... He thinks you're amazing. And then second is you start looking for people, friends who do accept you and love you. And then the third is you yourself, how you relate to yourself.
Yeah. It's so hard. No? Parang now na lang nauso those terms na reparenting, inner work. Yeah. But it's so important.
Absolutely.
Okay, to start the book... You have a few pages that are part of the preface. And there's something that was interesting to me here. You share very personal stories at the start of the book, I guess, to set the tone for what is to come.
Gasp.
Yes. And hindi naman. This is actually pretty safe. It says, you wrote here, sex has been advertised wrongly, I said. It's been promoted as a path of unbridled pleasure, but it's not. More than anything else, sex is a path of service. And you say this again and again in the book. And it's the first time this was framed to me like this.
Okay.
As a married person, it makes so much sense to me. But if this were me 10 years ago, I'd be like, of
service?
Course it's about pleasure more than service. Yes. So can you talk to me about that?
Yeah.
Why service? Because it's really the wife giving what a husband needs. So this, for the men, of course, we talk about this in the book, it's really his number one need is yung his sexual needs will be fulfilled. And how can that happen if the wife does not? So if the wife looks at it as an expression of loving the husband by giving that need of his. It's really mahirap naman i-generalize lahat ng guys na yun ang number one need nila, no? But generally speaking, di ba, that you've researched on this and that's what we found out, di ba?
Yeah.
So that's why when we say it's really service, hindi kasi, di ba, pag sinabi mong service, parang hindi talaga maganda pakinggan, ano, yung, but service comes with, it's part of your, it's love actually. Kasi diba when you love, it's a verb. And when we love, we serve, we give things that the other person needs, not what we want to give to them. Kasi kung ako lang, ay, diba, baka tatama rin ako, mas, may iba pa akong ipaprioritize. But if I know my husband needs, this is one of his top needs, I will, of course, give it to him.
Right. And to give context to that, you mentioned it later on in the book. It's at around... See, I have paper clips. It's at around page 27. Uh-huh. It's a survey by Dr. Gary and Barbara Roseberg of primary sexual needs of a man and a woman. For women, it's the more emotional side. And for men, it has to do more with the sexual act.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, Brother Bo, because growing up, yun nga, because of images, because of stories, it's pleasure, di ba? How did you come to shift into hindi pala? When was that?
So I've been a missionary all my life, you know, since the age of 13, 18 years a missionary, or even more than that before I eventually got married. And what happened was, so there, I just understood that entering into marriage, Ephesians 5 is what struck me, that Ephesians 5 is the misinterpreted passage that says wives submit to your husbands, you know. And so some pastors and religious leaders use that in a very wrong way. Use it as a hammer.
And as in a literal.
Yes.
Wives submit to your husbands. They don't read the whole context that says, just a few verses later, husbands, love your wives the way Christ loved the church. And he died for the church. And so I entered into marriage already with that frame of mind. Mm. Like, I'm going to die for my wife every single day. This is what marriage is all about. It's not about me. It's not about my pleasure and all of that. It's dying to myself for my wife. And if I do that on a consistent basis every single day, I really believe that our marriage will be great, will be wonderful. So entering into marriage with that frame of mind, it of course, was difficult. And there were many times I resisted, etc. And I fell and became stubborn, became selfish, etc. But overall, it saved me. It saved our marriage. Because if this is my role, to love her the way Jesus loved us and the way Jesus loved the church, then this is it. You know, this is me. This is the role of the husband. And then it translated to sex. That, okay, I want pleasure, definitely. I want to enjoy this. But there's something more important. How can I make her enjoy this? How can I make her want this? And how can I serve sex in this way, in such a way that she will feel more alive, more beautiful, and more whole?
Do you feel more alive, more beautiful, and more whole?
Yes,
of course. And actually, it's so, like I said, it's an easy read. And may takeaway ka kagad, because you, and get the book if you want to know more about this. It details really how different the man's needs are from the woman's needs, which has been very eye-opening for me so far. Flipping that, because we talked about yun nga, moving from the pleasure to service. For women, I think more commonly, yun nga, merong hush-hush around pleasure. Parang we don't talk about it, we feel like we don't deserve it, or parang may shame ng konti. Mm. How did you unlearn that through the years?
Pwede bang ikaw sumagot?
Oh, there is an answer.
Me, I don't know if I had. Well, getting into the marriage, I felt my shame was more on baka ano na ako, because I had a long-term relationship before I got married. So in my mind, I was not pure anymore, to the point na virgin pa kaya ako ganon. So, but of course, I shared it with him during our dating engagement period. So he knows naman. So siguro that was what I had to overcome.
Hmm.
But I think because I was able to go into a phase na I had a healing phase when I broke up with this long-term relationships. Parang I said, sige Lord, sayong-sayo muna ako. Ano, hindi muna ako magbo-boyfriend. And I'll see if I'm really for married life or hindi. Single blessedness. So, I guess because I went through that. yung shame or hiya about it. It wasn't really an issue for me.
Already.
Uh-oh.
I guess because of the healing.
Yes.
And how you believe that God forgave you and God you know, just made you a new person.
Yes.
And then God arranged this new relationship for you and gave you the best guy in the world.
Thank you for putting the right words in my mouth.
Including best guy in the world.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
I love how you compliment each other there. On a more personal note, I wanted to ask, what is something na pinaka na surprise kayo, I guess, about marriage that you could have probably discovered 10 years in, 15 years in, 20 years in, versus what you thought of marriage before coming into it?
I knew marriage would be difficult. but I guess because nga the Lord prepared us as individually. So it was yan kaya ayoko rin kasi iyakin ako. Kaya ganun. Saluhin mo na ako.
You know, I think
teamwork right here.
I think we had huge adjustments in the first year of our marriage.
Yes, definitely.
So we had more fights and we had more, you know, and it didn't still sink in that oh my gosh, she is a different person.
And we had expectations. I had this expectation sa kanya, which I did not verbalize. Yeah. And same din siya. We discovered things, ay, ganyan pala siya. And then we still didn't have the tools to fix the unmet expectations. That's why at the first year lang naman, no?
Yeah.
We had that big fight.
Yeah.
And then after that,
yeah.
We really started rolling up our sleeves and we really need to work. Yeah. On this marriage.
When you say work on this marriage, like, because I think unmet expectation is possibly like the number one. This is no statistic. I have no studies. But based on experience, it's like the number one thing that causes little everyday irrita, inis, that compounds.
So we discovered it's really yung communication. So these unmet expectations can be solved primarily through effective communication.
Right.
And so that's why even before when we were dating, we of course, kasi short, short,
what do you call it?
Courtship, yeah. Engagement, kasi nagmamadali siya. He knew I... So, talagang very valuable to us yung mga dates namin. So, we brought that in, of course, in the marriage. So, we knew that our regular dates would be where this communication would definitely happen. More, what do you call it? I lost the word.
More intentional,
yes. Okay. There's the word.
Galing.
Yeah. You talk about a few tools in the book. Two that I remember are, yung one is not sweeping things under the rug.
Yes.
And two is shifting from you to I.
To I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you share about that?
Kasi nga, and it's so easy to put the blame, what you feel. You made me feel this. You made me feel angry. You did this. Diba? It's already you're attacking your partner. When in fact, it's you who felt it. And you and only you can change or you're responsible for your feelings. Diba? And how you react, how you respond, how you get those feelings out or, you know, swallow it na lang. And choose not to express those feelings because you know you will hurt the other person if you do, which I've done a lot. But ilang mabay siya.
Haven't we all done a lot of that?
Yes.
Yeah, so shifting saying you blah, blah, blah to I, meaning you focus more on how it made you feel.
Yes. Yeah. I felt angry or I felt disappointed when you did this.
Yeah.
may you pa rin, ano?
Yeah, but...
Pero more of, ano pa, more of...
Yeah,
of
you're owning
really
it.
Yeah. Owning that feeling.
Yeah.
Hindi pinaramdam mo to sa akin.
Yeah. Only now happened. Then the recent years, di ba, nagiging term din yung emotional regulation and how important is it to not just relationships, but like, with a self. And so I'm so happy that these are more popular terms now. That's sweeping right. under the rug is very tricky because alam naman natin, a lot of times at night, pagod ka na lang. Gusto mo na lang magpahinga. Or there are 10 million things on the to-do list and you don't have time to talk about it now. So things get swept under the rug. Yeah. What is your advice for that?
So it's true. There might be times where, sige, let's not talk about it right now, but I'm putting it in my notebook that in our next date.
Yes,
it's scheduled. It's in our agenda. Let's talk about this. So sometimes, pag sanay na yung couple na ganon, okay na sila. They maski nag-away sila, and it was really such a disappointing experience, and they were frustrated. Pero the moment they say, "Sige, let's schedule it," oh, parang bumaba yung anger, bumaba yung, and then they okay, tulog na tayo, and then so that's why it's very important that you have non-negotiable dates where you can schedule these things para. You kind of like look forward to na hindi gagawa natin ng ano to. We will address this.
Yeah. Kailangan talaga no pag-usapan. You have
to make, it piles up.
Yeah. Especially in marriage.
Yes.
For sure. You end your book with something I honestly wasn't expecting for a sexual intimacy / relationship book because it's a whole chunk on taking care of yourself.
Yes.
And you cite very, very natural things, sunlight, water, movement, things that, aminin natin, especially in our youth, we really take for granted.
Yes.
So why did you decide that that's like the end, that will round up the message of creating intimacy?
Yeah. So we started with the most important parts, so relational. I really believe that is important. So your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with yourself, the way you look at yourself, etc., very important. The spiritual aspect, etc. And then and only then we say, okay, if all of that is working, like you really love each other, you communicate with each other, I think the sexual intimacy part will work and it'll be wonderful. However, sex is still a physical activity, as much as it is relational, emotional, and spiritual. So if you are not healthy, then maybe at our age, you're going to see a little bit of deficiencies already, not because you don't love each other, not because you don't really want to do it, but because the body is...
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Baliktad na, no?
The body is painful.
Yes. That's right. So you need to work on those things.
Yeah.
Basic things.
Yeah.
Nourishment, nutrition, sunlight, movement, etc.
Yeah. And you do bike. You still bike?
I do.
Around?
He does. Ako, I've not been biking because of some issues with my back.
Again, physical.
Oh, physical.
We are physical beings.
But I have not stopped. Exercising naman, so
yeah,
she does. You know, in
the house lang
in the
naman,
house,
following
the YouTube, and she's very regular, so really good.
That's so important, and I feel like having movement or some form of exercise is a win-win situation because one, you're healthy.
Yes.
Two, if you do it with your partner, then that's like a bonding activity. Or if you do it by yourself, that's your me time. Because me personally, like I only got rid of mom guilt to exercise when I realized yun na yung me time
Galing.
Ko. And I was able to devote more time to it.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That's beautiful.
Just to wrap this up, I keep mentioning that a lot of our listeners are also young. A lot my age, but a lot are also young who are in that stage of looking for the partner that is for them.
Yes.
Now, we all know that there is no Mr. Right or Mr. Perfect or Miss Right or Miss Perfect. It's only more of a... kung sino yung para sa'yo at babagay sa'yo. So, to all those who are still searching for hopefully their better lover or the best one for them, what is your advice?
of course, work on yourself. Work on having a good relationship, first of all, with the Lord. Because when you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you'll be able to see yourself the way God sees you.
Mm.
So, when that is already, in the works or in a good working condition, yung relationship with the Lord and yourself, then if you are for married life, then it'll come. The partner, of course, siempre, you pray to the Lord to give you the one that He wants for your life.
Yeah.
And then, so when that person comes, you're ready, diba? And then, of course, what we always say, you will recognize that the one if you also have your non-negotiables.
Mm.
So, ikaw naman yun.
Yeah, so you must write your non-negotiables, what you want in a spouse. So but from a posture, I believe, of wisdom and maturity.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to write your non-negotiables and say, I want someone tall, I want someone cute, I want someone musical.
Parang hindi non-negotiable.
Yeah, but some people are saying, hindi.
Kailangan talaga.
Kailangan kiligin ako. Parang walang kilig. Ganyan. So, no, it has made you a sense of maturity. Now, wait, let's look for character, because at the end of the day, that's what will last. All your cuteness and whatever will disappear after a few years. So what's character would be faithfulness, kindness, humility, commitment, responsibility, etc. And then, so instead of looking for Mr. Right, I really believe you should be Miss Right first.
Mm.
And then it's all about how full is your love tank. Because if you enter marriage with an empty love tank, expecting the other person to fill it up, you're going to have huge problems. Marriage, healthy marriages are always between two full hearts filled with love, and that they're giving to each other. They're not sucking each other with love. You know, when you have a lot of love to give, that's what marriage is. And so, yeah, to all the single people listening to us right now, my wife said, focus on your relationship with God, focus on really receiving that love, and then learning to love yourself, and then once you believe that your heart is filled with love and it's healed of the major traumas, we can never be totally healed, but you know, at least more or less, then we might be in the right position already to start. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, the two of you. My tank
you also
is full for sure. And talagang this is a conversation that I wish I heard 10 years ago before I got married, because you gave so many useful tips. And again, this book, 10 years in, I still am learning so much. Kaya maraming
thank
salamat.
You. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Bianca.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, I would love to hear what you think. If you have any favorite takeaway from Brother Bo or Sister Maru, I know napakarami. Please do tag me at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter or X. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow and tag Paano Ba To on Instagram. We also have our community of supers in our safe space, the Paano Ba To Super Group. If you are new to the podcast, hello, welcome. Thank you for listening. And of course, I would like to invite you to click the follow button for this podcast, as well as the bell button, so that you're notified every time we have a new episode. If you also like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. So yeah, that's it. Thank you again for joining me here on Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!